ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति। ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवती अष्टादशाध्यायनी अम्ब त्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी यं ब्रह्मवरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति देव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगा ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुत्सुरासुर वाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री गणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिओम। सो इन द 18th चैप्टर वी हैव स्टडीड अप टू नाउ द डिफरेंट एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ कर्म, हाउ द डिफरेंट द कर्ता दि धृति, ऑल ऑफ देम कैन शुड बी सात्विक। इफ माई नॉलेज इज सात्विक, माई धृति इज सात्विक, माई एक्शंस विल बी सात्विक। And Bhagavan covered that in great detail. And after that, we heard about the four kinds of people: the thinkers called Brahmanas, the leaders or the soldiers called Kshatriyas, the farmers and business people called the Vaishyas, and then the workers. They are factory workers, farm workers, office workers, salespeople, those who carry out. And these four are not by birth, but by karma, guna and karmas. And we had studied in detail that these groups are there in every country, every aspect of society, in every part of the world. In India, they were organized, but based on duty and based on your gunas, not based on birth. So that was a misrepresentation of the caste system. And then, since the 18th chapter is a summary of the entire Bhagavad Gita, all the aspects of the various chapters are covered. Last week, we studied about meditation, which is the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavan summarized, started last week, and today we will continue it. Where last week we heard, Buddhya Vishuddhaya Yukta तो यत वाक कायमानसः शब्दादीन विषयांस त्यक्त्वा राग द्वेष
थैंक यू।
सो he became spotlighted. So we saw that in the 51st shloka that we should have the right knowledge, buddhya vishuddhaya, pure correct knowledge, and without likes and dislikes, with the body, mind and intellect controlled, and giving up all external sense objects. So today we will continue the study of meditation in shloka number 52, chapter 18, shloka number 52. Vivitta sevi lagvashi.
Vivitta sevi lagvashi.
Yat vakaya manasaha. ध्यान योग परो नित्यम् वैराग्यम समुपाश्रितः टुगेदर विविक्त सेवी लघ्वाशी यद्वा काय मानसः ज्ञान योग परो नित्यम् वैराग्यम समुपाश्रितः. सो भगवान टेल्स अस, लास्ट वीक वी हैड टॉक्ड अबाउट हाउ द एटीट्यूड ऑफ द मेडिटेटर. टुडे इट इज मोर हाउ दिस पर्सन डील्स विद द वर्ल्ड एंड विद हिज सिचुएशंस. सो विविक्त सेवी, सो दिस पर्सन ही और शी शुड sit in solitude. So if you want to sit for meditation, sit in solitude. They say, oh, my house is so busy. I live on a very busy street, noisy street. So we'll talk about what is this solitude. I can't go to sit in the forest or in the Himalayas. So how to find solitude? We'll talk about that. And laghu ashi. Ashi means eater. Laghu means one who eats less, eats in moderation. Neither overeats nor eats too little, balanced, which Bhagwan had said in the sixth chapter also. That yukta hara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu yukta swapna vabodhasya yogo bhavati dukkha. So balanced in eating, balanced in activity, and balanced in sleep. Not sleeping too much, not sleeping too little. Such a person who practices dhyana yoga, the yoga of meditation, goes beyond all sorrow. So laghu ashi means one who eats in moderation. Yat means controlled. Vak means speech. Kaya means body. And manasaha means mind. So the speech, the body, and the mind, all three, yat. All three controlled. And then how should be his attitude or her attitude? Dhyana yoga means the yoga of meditation. Para. Para means that is supreme goal. Para also is translated here as concentration. So meditation and concentration, and that is my most important goal. And abiding in that nityam. Nityam means constantly in meditation. So it's a constantly, so means I should not cook, I should not work, just sit 24 hours. Somebody asked Pujya Gurudev, how long should I meditate? He said 24 hours a day. So we'll talk about what is this nityam and vairagyam. And vairagyam means dispassion or detachment. Sam upashritaha means taking complete refuge in Vairagya. So let us see each one. So as we said, the sixth chapter, the entire chapter talks about meditation, but Bhagwan has summarized in three chapters because it's the 18th. He is ending the teaching, and the war is about to start. In our case, after we end the 18th, we won't end it. We'll start again chapter 1 next year. But next year will take few more weeks to finish. Next year means from August. Today is the last class for Bhagavad Gita. And then we will pause till August 20th. And then we will finish the 18th chapter. And it will continue on Zoom. For those who are out of town, we will continue on Zoom. So he says, Vivek the Sevi, stay in solitude. What do we mean by solitude? Select the right time and the right place. Even if you're in a very busy house, lot of activity, or you're in a very busy street, in India especially, it's sometimes hard, get up early in the morning. So it should be done early in the morning before all the activity has started. And also for me, my mind is more quiet first thing in the morning. So meditation should be done first thing in the morning and preferably early before all the noise starts. So as early as you can, comfortably get up and select a place in your house where you alone are. So meditation should not be done as a group, husband, wife, and children. If they are all meditating, they should sit in separate rooms if possible. Here, once a week, we do the group meditation, which is good to quieten the mind and come up with some new ideas. But generally, meditation should be done in solitude. And laghvashi, and controlled intake, not only the food, but also through the eyes, through the ears, through the nose, you know, or through the touch, means not spending too much time on the internet, watching TV, not listening too much to gossip, not spending too much time on the phone. So I should have balanced. Yes, some amount of TV, some amount of talking on the phone is okay, but within limits. So intake not only through the mouth, but through the eyes, through the ears, everything should be controlled. Yat vak kaya manasaha. Vak means speech, kaya means body, manasaha means mind. The most difficult to control in meditation is the mind. When we sit for meditation, mind wanders to everything, in what is in the past, what is in the future, what problems I am having. So that's why we have various techniques of meditation. You relax your body, watch your breath, chant the mantra. And next week in the meditation class from 10:20 to 10:50, we will cover some basic pranayam techniques, simple ones, not advanced pranayam, which will balance the chakras and help to quieten the mind. So next week, the meditation class at 10:20, we'll start with some simple pranayam and then do the meditation. So the mind has to be quieted, and vak and kaya. Vak means the speech. So I should not be talking at that time. Physically, I mean, except some chanting of the mantra, om or whatever. But once the mind becomes quiet, then I should not speak. And speech also means all the organs of action, the hands, feet, speech, genital, excretory. So what it means is that before I sit for meditation, I should finish all my other activities so that my mind is at that time only on meditation. I should not be moving my hands, moving my legs, sit in a comfortable posture. Don't move your body from side to side. So the body should not move. And kaya means all the sense organs. So at that time, my eyes should be closed. I should not have incense in the room because that will stimulate my sense of smell. I should not be chewing gum. Some people do that, chew gum during meditation. So my mouth should not be active. So I, and if I, even if I hear some sound, if it's a quiet time, I won't hear sound. Even if I hear, I ignore it and shift attention to the self, who I am. And so when I'm controlling my sense organs, my organs of action, and the mind, when it wanders through pranayama, through breath, just breathing, bring it back and center it on the self. So that is called yat vak kaya manasaha. Dhyana yoga paro nityam. So my mind should at that time be concentrated on the self, on God's presence within, as the formless self, and that should be my main purpose. So when I'm sitting for 20 minutes, half an hour, as long as that is my only purpose, I am sitting for meditation. And my concentration should be on the self. If my mind wanders, bring it back. If it wanders, bring it back. And watching the breath and mentally chanting the mantra helps to quieten the mind. And with that quiet mind, you should connect with Lord within and experience that oneness. That one consciousness alone is appearing as this body, mind, and intellect. And my mind should be connected with that. And that same one consciousness is everywhere, all plants, animals, birds, fish. Everything are enlivened by that one consciousness. Even the inanimate objects like rocks, stones, minerals, the walls, the ceiling, everything is that one consciousness, which is existence. In this changing world, in this changing world, I see the one constant existence, and that is that Lord, the consciousness, and that is my true nature. I am of the nature of Sat Chit Anand, consciousness, existence, and infinitude, bliss. Then the question is Nityam. How can I meditate constantly 24 hours a day? As we said, Pooja Gurudev said, you should meditate 24 hours a day. I have things to do. I have to cook. I have to eat. I have to shower. So when Bhagwan says Nityam, there are two meanings. One is Nityam means it should be done daily. I should not skip a day. If I have not able to meditate in the morning, meditate in the afternoon or evening, but daily regular meditation is very important. Just as I have to take a shower every day, I have to eat every day. Same way, I have to meditate every day. Nityam. Nityam, second meaning of Nityam is that in meditation, I practice watching my mind, watching my body, watching my thoughts, my emotions, and the activities of the mind, like the breath and so on. I concentrate on that. But while I am working in the world, I should pay attention to the mind. Separate, watch my mind throughout the day. What is my mind doing right now? Is my mind disturbed? Is my mind calm? Is my mind angry? Is my mind happy, unhappy? So I should be a witness of the mind and also a witness of the body. Okay, my body is going through heat or cold. Okay, that's fine. How to balance heat and cold, we'll talk about in the Tuesday class. Also in the Tuesday class, we will be covering pranayama and then teaching also next Sunday. So my body will go through heat and cold, health and ill health. I be a witness. So I witness my body, its activities. And even if there is any health issues, I take care of them, but as a witness. body, just as my car I take to the mechanic when it is creating problems, so I, my body I take to the doctor and take care of it, but without saying I am the body. I am not sick. My body is sick, and whatever is required, I do. So that is called Nityam, that always being a witness of my body, my mind, my intellect, and my vasanas and my desires, everything, even if this desire is arising, I should know, is it a sattvic desire or a rajasic or tamasic? Is it one that will help me in my spiritual journey or will take me downwards? So always being a witness of this, the body, mind, intellect, and the desires, that is called Nityam. And Vairagyam Samupashritaha, your dispassion, means whatever is happening in the world is a play, a natak. There is a play going on, a movie going on, in which I am also playing a part as a male or a female, mother, father, child, brother, sister. So I have been given this part by the Supreme Director, the Lord. And so I play my part, but without getting too involved and knowing that the world will create its source of joys and sorrows, but I remain unaffected. That is called Vairagya. And knowing that nothing in the world is permanent except that consciousness, God, Bhagwan, whether it's Sri Krishna or Sri Rama or Mother Saraswati or Jesus or Father in Heaven, Allah. There is only one God who is the unchanging in this changing world. And that alone I have to pay attention to. And God is not somebody to be reached, but someone to be known. It is Jnatavya, not Praptavya. It is not I will reach God in some future birth somewhere, I will attain enlightenment and I will see God in front of me. It is to know that God is with me constantly, even now, right now, God is here. And so I am with God constantly. So just, and intellectually, we have heard this many times. We have heard it again and again, and the rupees keep on hammering this point. But to have firm abidance that that alone is the truth and constantly remembering that. So being constantly conscious of God's presence within is meditation, that God is within me, God is functioning through me, whatever is happening is His grace, His compassion, His... And I'll end with a very nice story. Very short story, and then we may have a couple of minutes for questions. So there was this three men who used to pray together. They were monks, they were sadhus, and they would say, oh, you are three and we are three, please bless us. How God is three, you know, creator, sustainer, destroyer. So you are three and we are three. Please bless us. That was his prayer. Or for a Christian, it can be the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So you are three, we are three, please bless us. That was the only prayer they knew. And all day they would chant that. Even at night in the sleep, their mind would be repeating that. And a lot of people started going to that. They lived in small huts in the other bank of the river. And a lot of people started visiting. And then the head priest, you know, he said, nobody, hardly anybody is coming to my church. Why is everybody going there? So he took a boat and he went across the river to meet these three people. And he said, what do you do? He said, we don't do anything. We just chant the prayer. He says, what prayer? He said, we are three. You are three. Please bless us. He said, that's all. Yeah, that's all. We just say that all day. We are three, you are three, please bless. You don't know any other? No, we don't know any other prayer. So he says, you know what? You need to learn the right prayer. So he chants a lengthy prayer. He says, this is the prayer you need to chant and repeat after me. So he makes them repeat once and twice. He says, have you got it? Sir, yes, we got it, sir. Sorry, we were just chanting that simple prayer. Now we know what is the real prayer to chant. So the priest was very happy. He took the boat and the boatman was rowing the boat and he was going. And suddenly these three men, these monks, suddenly were worried because they had forgotten the prayer. So they started running and running on the water. They were running because they had to catch the priest and they started running. They were all three of them. And they finally caught up with the boat. And they said, sir, sir. So he said, how did you come? And they were just standing on the water. So, well, we just ran on the water. We had to come. He said, why did you come? He said, we have forgotten that prayer. That prayer you told us was so long. Can you please repeat us that prayer? We have forgotten. He said, you don't need any prayer. He says, I should learn from you. And he said, you can go. I'm sorry for it. So the point is that God looks at our heart and constantly remembering the Lord. Yes, if you know chanting, if you know particular prayers, mantras, that's very good. You know, if you can do Gayatri mantra, you can do Vishnu Sahasranama, Lalita, that's very good. But if you don't have it, if you can't memorize, just remember the Lord, just chant his name with love and do it constantly. So that is called Vairagyam Nityam Samupashvitaha. Always the mind is on the Lord and nothing else. So that is the meditation. And next week, not next week, actually on August 20th, when we meet, Bhagwan will tell us a little more about meditation. And then continue the summary of the Bhagavad Gita and certain points that are more important, Bhagwan Sri Krishna will cover. So today is the last class. Today's class is only half an hour because for 1 hour from 11:30 to 12:30, we will be doing Guru Paduka Puja because it's Puja Gurudev's Jayanti. It is his 107th birthday. So we will be doing that. If those on Zoom would like to watch, it will be on Zoom. We will continue. They don't have to log out, right? We will just keep it on. We will keep it on and we will start the puja in about 5 minutes or so. And you can watch the Guru Paduka Puja being done. And then today is Mother's Day. So I'd like to wish all the mothers a very happy Mother's Day. Those of you who are here, we'll have lunch because the fathers have been, since 6 o'clock this morning, have been cooking a wonderful lunch for all the mothers. So if those who are out of town, if you can get here in the next 1 hour, you can join us. Auntie, you can come. But there will be a wonderful lunch. So we are looking forward to that. So we'll end here. We have 1 or 2 minutes. Any questions or comments?
I always come, but come back without eating.
Yes. Yeah, Carrie.
I was wondering, you know, I was looking in chapter 2, verse 52. I kind of made a mistake which chapter I was going into. And so I was reading this first. And, you know, I was thinking about those three men praying. And, it says, when your intellect crosses beyond the thicket of delusion.
Yes.
Then you shall become disgusted with that which is yet to be heard and with that which has been heard. Another, you know, you go beyond the Vedas. And, exactly. And I was just thinking that's kind of where those three saints were.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, that's a very good point. You go beyond all sounds, beyond all, even the scriptures. Mm-hmm. For a man of wisdom, the scriptures, but the scriptures are needed to reach that state. And then the man of wisdom does not need the scriptures. But at this stage where we are, we definitely need the scriptures to study and to abide in that truth. Any other question? Okay, any comment? Okay, we'll end here. And yeah.
I think in this sloka, the paragraph 5 is so important. Explains what the mind at the body level,
yes,
perception, and at the world when it goes out, objects, that is the action.
Right.
If you see anybody's actions, we know what is.
Exactly.
So right. The grossest manifestation mind
is the action. Right, Right. So I think read Puja Gurudev's commentary. His commentary is very detailed. So please read that. And we'll see you on August 20th. Next week, we will have the meditation class from 10:20 to 10:50. We will do some pranayam first and then meditate. So see you next week for half an hour. But there won't be any more Bhagavad Gita class till August 20th. So thank you. Hari Om. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi, Harihi Om Shri Gurukyo Namaha, Harihi Om. Thank you. Have a nice summer. See you.
Thank you so much.